This is Botanic Stories from the Royal Botanic Garden, Edinburgh. I'm Roger Higham. If you visited the recent Edinburgh Society of Botanical Artists exhibition, then you'd have seen the striking Japanese inkworks by Marion Hazelwood. On a sunny December morning, I dragged Marion away from the exhibition to sit in the garden and chat about botanical illustration.
I started doing botanical illustration in the evening classes that the botanics put on, probably about 8 years ago, maybe nine. I had a teacher called Alicia who saw what I was doing after the beginner's class, and she immediately knew what I needed in terms of brushes and paper and the type of paint, which I had no clue about. And she just showed me how to paint. And it was just so amazing because I had been just sort of messing around with watercolours and producing some stuff, but it wasn't kind of gelling. And she showed me how to make it gel and then suggested that I enter the Biscot exhibition, which is Botanical Images Scotia, which I did. I prepared. It took me a while because I was working full time. And I got a silver award, which was amazing. And whilst my paintings were on display there, Jackie, who runs the course, Jackie Pestel, suggested that I might benefit from doing the diploma. And I was offered a place, which was also quite amazing, because I hadn't really expected, you know, that wasn't my plan. But sometimes these things crop up and you just have to take the opportunities while they're there. So I started doing the diploma, which is just a fantastic experience. It's a two-year course, and the first year kind of gives you all the fundamentals. So starting with line drawing and then tonal, moving through until you're painting full paintings. But the other amazing thing about it is that you get to work with botanists who fill you in, because some people who do the course have a really good botanical background, but some people, like myself, none at all. So it's, you know, fantastic to have somebody to guide you through that and show you all the basics and pick you up when you're kind of heading off in the wrong direction. And then the second year, you pick a theme and you paint a set of paintings to that theme, and then hopefully you graduate. And ESBA is the Graduate Affiliate Association, Edinburgh Society of Botanical Artists. So they have annual exhibitions, and I graduated in September. And then got an email through after I joined ESBA saying, we have an exhibition. And I'm like, oh, okay. So obviously since September, I did not have time to paint or create enough to put on display. But luckily I had work that I'd produced during the diploma, which I thought, oh, I really want this to be on display. So That's how I'm in the ESBA exhibition.
So the work that's on display of yours is, it's monochrome. Was that the theme that you'd chosen for doing the diploma?
No, the theme I chose was Arisema, essentially because whenever I went to Gardening Scotland and saw the Arisema on display, I really wanted them, but I had no reason to need them. And when we had to pick a theme, I was like, ah, okay, I could do Arisema. So my actual graduation pieces are watercolour pieces, but they're not quite finished. I need to do a little bit more. There's always that deadline pressure. They're not quite as I would like them. But in building your exhibition pieces, you have to do a lot of groundwork. So, you know, you're doing sketches and pencil drawings. You're encouraged to do sort of practice pieces in watercolour and also other techniques. We'd been shown a technique using this Japanese ink paste by the artist Sarah Simblett in first year. She came to do a day with us. And I was so excited that I went out and bought the ink, bought the nibs, bought the paper. I actually bought it for everyone in the class when they might not have been as enthusiastic as me, which is a little bit embarrassing now that I realise that. But when I was doing my Arasima work, I realised that there was an opportunity to try this out over a number of paintings, because we had to pick five plants. So I had a go, and it was so much fun. So I'm totally going to include that in my portfolio going forward of work to do. Yeah.
And the works that are there, that it's quite nice. They've got ink splodges on, and you show the edges of the paper and things like that.
Yeah.
So you can see how it's constructed.
Yeah.
Is that important to you?
Oh yeah, it was. The very first ink drop was not intended, but after it had gone on, I just really liked it, and I felt that I could use it to extend the pieces without having to take them right down to the bottom. And it also gave quite an organic feel. And it's also, you're not entirely in control of that, but you're not in control of your plants growing, which I discovered whilst I was waiting for things to come up. And, you know, because you're trying to document specific areas of the plant, and they don't always behave the way that you want them to. So you've got to work with it. And the ink dropping, I think, kind of gave that impression in the drawings. You're not completely in control, and I think that's a really nice thing.
So to not being in control, that doesn't sound like a graphic designer. And you're a graphic designer by training. So could you talk about the tension between graphic design and botanical illustration in yourself?
So I love doing graphic design, but it's very, very fast-paced. It's very quick. I've worked for a lot of small corporate businesses, and they need things doing tomorrow or yesterday, and you have to turn it around really quickly. So you get very, very used to being as creative as you can be in a really short time, and then producing, you know, what you hope are high quality graphics that will work across multiple mediums. So it's a really frenetic paced job, which I loved. Botanical illustration, some of my paintings take 300 hours, so completely different ball game. But what I find is, although I don't have the same frenetic excitement that I have with graphic design, I have a real flow. I get into a real flow space, and that is super exciting. And it's quite odd, because it's quite relaxing, but it's also very stimulating. So it's quite an interesting mix of emotions and body tension, and you know, that kind of thing going on.
So the layout of your work is quite interesting as well, the way you've used the space. I kind of see that in botanical illustration in general. There's almost a Zen quality to the layout. Does that come from your graphic design, or does that come from other botanical illustration?
That's interesting. I think that's just something that's in me, that's something that I tried to achieve with graphic design and with botanical illustration, and something that drove my business partner crazy, because I would produce work for clients and I'd be like, no, it's just not quite there. And it's to do with the space and the balance and the layout, and I could tinker with that for a while, and then all of a sudden you know that it's right, and then you can step back and go, fine, that's done. And it's just something that I see. And then inside me, you're talking about it being a Zen quality, I just know that I've done it the right way. And then, yeah. So I don't know that it's not necessarily from looking at other work. Although obviously that probably, you know, diffuses in at a subconscious level. But it's just definitely a feeling that I have. I'm uneasy until that's sorted. Yeah.
And you've sold a couple of pieces?
Yeah. That's totally exciting.
So how important to you, other than financially, how important to you is selling?
It is important, because when I did a little tiny watercolour piece which went on the little wall of 50-pound pieces. And I did it specifically for this exhibition. And whilst you're painting it, knowing that it's going into the exhibition for sale, you get like a little secret feeling of glee, which is like, oh, I hope somebody likes this as much as I like it, you know, and I hope they're going to like it enough to take it away, and it'll give them joy and pleasure. Because that when I buy art, I buy it because it's given me like this amazing emotion, and I know if I buy it and put it on my wall, I'm going to get that over and over and over again. So so selling is really awesome if you know that hopefully somebody else will have that feeling. Yeah.
But do you think you could continue doing it if you didn't sell?
I would, because I love doing it.
How much of it is a kind of spiritual component then? How does it affect your relationship with nature?
Oh, it's, for me, I try and portray the things that I find really fascinating and magical about the plants. Mm-hmm. And with the hope that that sparks the same feeling in somebody else. You can't control what somebody else sees, but if it can spark an interest in nature in somebody else, or, you know, an interest in plants and why they're so important, I think that, you know, that's a fantastic thing to be able to do. And that kind of comes back to the roots of why I've come into it, I suppose. I am a total eco-friendly person, and, you know, I try and do everything I can in my life to be as eco-friendly as possible. And if I can influence people within the plant world and without, then that would be fantastic.
You can find out more about Marion's work on her website, marionhazelwood.co.uk.